Okay, time for a quick Potter Boo now. Haven't done one of these since the sort of Christmas holidays, I don't think. When did we last do it, Pilon? You don't know. Okay, right. Well, I don't either. I've completely forgotten. But if you search our audio boos, you will find episode 1 of the Potter Boo. But nothing happened after that, I don't think. We did some Emma Watson ones, but basically the actual Harry Potter exclusive thingy, we didn't do any more, did we? Except for, we've got a great podcast on iTunes at the moment. It's called The Sociology of Harry Potter. Wizards are people too. And that's an academic look at the social issues raised in the stories. And quite an interesting one. Do a search for it on the old iTunes. Anyway, can we get on with this now? Spent a minute doing all that. People switch off, you know, if you don't get to the point quicker. Well, some good news here from BAFTA. The address is BAFTA, BAFTA.org, and Harry Potter is going to get the Outstanding British Contribution to Cinema this year. The Harry Potter film series will receive the Award for Outstanding British Contribution to Cinema at this year's Orange British Academy Film Awards. J.K. Rowling and David Heyman will receive the award on behalf of the franchise during the ceremony at London's Royal Opera House on the 13th of February. Don't forget, all of the Harry Potter films have been made in Britain. They've used mostly British actors, British pre- and post-production people, everything. It's all been sort of a British production team and cast. Well, awarded annually, the Award for Outstanding British Contribution to Cinema was introduced in 1978 and is presented in honour of Michael Balkin. The first recipients were the special visual effects team for Superman. Did you know that, sort of legally speaking, Superman 2, the one with Terrence Stamp as General Zod in it, is actually a British film? Yes, I mean, it was filmed in Britain, had a largely British cast, but it's legally, for tax reasons, it's regarded, according to Empire magazine, as a British film. I've got a book by the Empire science fiction films, and on the section on Superman 2, it was meant to be part of the first film, Superman 1, and they decided to sort of break it off and sort of give it its own film. But yes, it's totally British in every way, so there we go. Quite interesting. Did you hear the one about, this is not a joke by the way, the thing about, at the moment, Batman, Spider-Man, and now Superman, all the three actors of the three films are all British actors. Yes, indeed. So anyway, there we go. More information on Harry Potter and sort of getting the award by going through the official BAFTA website. It's BAFTA.org.